Monday as fans of The Dark Knight started visiting locations expected to be used in the new film. Other vehicles seen include police cars marked with Gotham police signs and SWAT vehicles, while bus shelters now have timetables displayed for Gotham. The Kingston Bridge, Newton Street, Bothwell Street and North Street are thought to be the main filming areas in the city, with road restrictions already in place and in some cases running right through until September. Social media giant Meta is on trial over claims it deliberately designed its platforms to be addictive to young people. The four US states in court are seeking billions of dollars from Meta. They're acting on behalf of a group of 29 states that filed a lawsuit in 2023, arguing the company violated child privacy laws. That's your cut up for now. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM. Weather.
A bright start on Wednesday, but some light rain or showers developing in the afternoon. A few showers turning heavy, especially over southern Aberdeenshire. A maximum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM.
Mountain to sea, Mearns FM.
Good morning to Business Spotlight here on Mearns FM, and a thank you to Ron. Yes, he's back with us this week. Ron Kerr with the Mearns FM Breakfast Show. Thanks, Ron, for a great breakfast show and the handover. Well, good morning to everyone else. I hope you're very well this Wednesday morning. We've got lots here for you on Business Spotlight. Well, I'm Maxine Smith and I'll be taking you through this hour. Well, we're going to start off with an update from our good friend Sarah at the HMRC with Ruth Forrester giving us the update on a quite important announcement regarding the tax-free childcare initiative that they have there. It's really important simply because it can save you some money, you as parents with children, and Ruth explains the whole process and the criteria of that and also where you can find information. And I'm also putting this information on the Mearns FM Facebook page so you can get the links and things like that. But if in doubt for anything, you know what to do. Just ask me on email, that's business-spotlight@mearnsfm.org.uk, or you can send me a direct WhatsApp message on 078 100 1238. You're listening to Maxine Smith on Mearns FM Business Spotlight. Our HMRC focus this morning is on tax-free childcare. Yes, it's regarding a press release issued earlier in the month from HMRC looking at working families, how they're being encouraged to check if they could cut the cost of childcare. Well, especially when you look at the latest statistics on this showing that families using a tax-free childcare saved an average of almost £100 a month. Well, there was a big push for this at National Play Day. It's a national day in the calendar, and it is a reminder for eligible parents to see if they could benefit from the scheme. Now, we know from that information, and you'll hear that today, tax-free childcare can provide up to £2,000 per household per child, or if your child has a disability, it could be up to £4,000. Now, that's helping you manage childcare costs while balancing work and family life, something we're at Mearns FM very sensitive to. So we're providing this information for you via the HMRC. Ruth Forrester is the broadcaster representing HMRC. So let's go into this information and see if this can help any of our Mearns FM listeners out there. You're listening to Business Spotlight on Mearns FM. And today's all about helping local businesses thrive. And we're keeping the energy up with some great feel-good tracks. Ruth, thank you very much for coming back to us here on Mearns FM for our Business Spotlight feature.
A pleasure. It's lovely to be back, Maxine. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah. So, Ruth, I'd just like to pose a few questions to you. And the first one I have is, what is tax-free childcare and how does it work?
So tax-free childcare is a government-supported top-up scheme to help working families to meet the costs of their childcare, which can be significant. Some of your listeners will be familiar with things like employer-contracted childcare and childcare vouchers. Tax-free childcare is, if you like, the current iteration of those schemes that has replaced them. The way it works in practice is that you would set up an account on the gov.uk portal, which would work a little bit like a bank account would work, except this one is specific to your childcare costs. You would deposit money in there to meet those costs. And for every £8 that you put into that childcare account, the government tops it up with an additional £2. Now, what that means in practice is that you could make an additional £2,000 per year towards the cost of your childcare for a child under the age of 11, or £4,000 a year for a child with a disability up to the age of 16. And that money can be used to pay for approved childcare. Now, that could be anything from after-school clubs, to breakfast clubs, to childminders, nannies, holiday clubs, basically whatever you need in terms of wraparound care to support you in the workplace. So definitely worth taking advantage of if you don't know about it, and maybe updating if you did know about it, but want to get everything back in place, especially now that the kids are back in school after the summer.
Yeah, and about to have another break soon enough in October. But Ruth, that's right, significant savings, isn't it? The next question I've got is going to be on the tip of people's tongues. Who can apply?
If you are a working family, a parent or parents, you can apply for tax-free childcare. You can't apply if you are in receipt of universal credit. Like all of the schemes that we have, full details about eligibility are available for you on gov.uk. If you log on there and search for tax-free childcare, there's lots of details about that. You can use the tax-free childcare in tandem with the 30 free hours of childcare that you're entitled to, and also the 15 hours. Those schemes operate in slightly different variations across the country, but generally speaking, you've got the 13 plus 15 hours, and these schemes do work together. I mentioned at the beginning about childcare vouchers and employer contracted schemes. Now, if you still have vouchers in your possession, you can use them up, but you can't continue to apply for them and use the tax-free childcare. If you have employer contracted schemes, some people can still use them under certain conditions. I think it's if you had already registered for them prior to 2018. So it will be a very small number of people who would still be able to do that. But if you're in any doubt, gov.uk and search for tax-free childcare. The scheme applies to children who are 11 and under. So they cease to be eligible after the 1st of September following their 11th birthday. So, of course, that will vary a little bit, you know, time-wise, depending on your child's birthday. And up to the age of 16, and again, cease to be eligible from the 1st of September after the 16th birthday. And that's for children that have any kind of disability.
Okay, that's fine. From big ideas to local success stories, this is Business Spotlight with Maxine Smith on Mearns FM.
How can people actually use it?
So what you would need to do, first of all, is set up an account on the gov.uk portal. And we talk about gov.uk a lot, but of course, again, as we talk about a lot on this programme, Maxine, these scams, you know, it's terrible that we have to keep bringing it up, but we just have to do it, unfortunately, because they are on the rise. We're always taking them down. So anything to do with these schemes, make sure you're always going via gov.uk so that it's a trust and tested portal and you know that everything you're doing is safe and secure there. So you would go on there, search for tax-free childcare, and there's lots of details on there about the eligibility that we mentioned and, of course, how to set up an account. You set up an account and it does work like a bank account. So you deposit the money in there that you would be using to pay for your childcare, and the government top-up is automatically applied. Any monies that you haven't used or you're not going to need for childcare and you need for other things can be withdrawn at any time. So you do have full control over that account and full flexibility with it. One thing that people seem to forget perhaps or aren't aware of is that you do have to set up a separate account for each of your children. So it's one pot of money. You have a separate claim for each one, and the top-up is then applied to each one individually. And it's used to pay for approved childcare. That's important. So if you're looking at using a particular after-school club or childminder, you would need to check that they are on the list of approved childcare providers.
Well, I was going to raise that, actually, Ruth. So the next question was about where can people use it? So maybe you can elaborate on that for us, please.
Yeah, so it's approved childcare providers. Now, the list of them is extensive and it does vary from everything from childcare to nannies to childminders to after-school clubs and so on and so on, and the full spectrum there. You can search. We have a map by postcode, and you can search to see what providers are available in your area. There are also details on gov.uk about how to get approved. So again, it might be that you don't have kids, but you're listening to this as a nursery or an independent childminder and thinking, I could be benefiting from that. I could be extending my business. Do have a look at how to get approved on there. Again, gov.uk is where to go and search for tax-free childcare. And we've also put together a specialist portal that brings together all of these different schemes that we mentioned. So tax-free childcare plus the 30 free hours that people are entitled to, plus providers in their area, and how to make these things work if you are a working parent or a working family. And that's childcarechoices.com www.mersey.gov.uk. Step-by-step information there about what you can get, what you're entitled to, and how to get these schemes in place for you and make them work for you. And again, there's details there too for the providers about how they can get approval. So that's childcarechoices.gov.uk for that one.
That's great. I'm going to tag that one on the Mernt FM Facebook page after
Brilliant.
So they've got a point of reference. That's great. A lot of information there, Ruth, useful. And what the other thing I am going to do for our business spotlight, I'm going to have a little nosy on that gov.uk on how to approve your business. So anyone who is in the childcare business, put that link on our business spotlight section as well for any businesses out there looking to do that.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
People need to know, because there's quite a lot of information, and this was launched obviously looking for the summer holidays, but we are coming up to another one in October, as I said at the beginning. So this is for every and any holiday, is it not, Ruth?
It is, and it's throughout the school year. So what I would say is, when the kids go back to school, it's probably a good time to do almost like a bit of spring cleaning when it comes to the life admin.
Absolutely.
So it might be that, for example, one of your children isn't eligible for this now, and so you might want to take them off. It might be that your circumstances have changed. Maybe you were getting universal credit, for example, before you couldn't take advantage of this, but now you can. Maybe you've got a younger child that's just starting school, and you need to update this so that they're included and they've got their childcare account. And just check that everything's in place that you are entitled to. And the Childcare Choices portal is a really good way to do that, because it brings everything together in one place. Planning ahead as well, because we've got the September weekend, then you've got the October week, maybe an hour or so out, coffee and a cake, bit of life admin, and get all of that in order to make life easier for you.
Absolutely, I think that's great advice. Thank you for that. And just to refresh, childcarechoices.gov.uk is a key portal for point of reference. As Ruth has also intimated, the general site for hmrcgov.uk, and make sure you are in the official website to avoid any potential spam or scam exposures. Well, Ruth, that's very nicely covered, and we'll look for any questions that we get. I will capture them and we will forward on. So for any listeners, if everything Ruth has provided for you. If there are still any questions, obviously always go to the portal, which Ruth has mentioned a few times now, and I will put that on our Facebook page as a point of reference. If anything falls outside of that, then just ping me on the socials there. You can send a message to Mearns FM directly from our Facebook page.
Thank you. I mean, we really do treasure this relationship we have with Mearns and been able to reach out to your listeners, and absolutely do pass any questions you have to Maxine, because she does forward them all to me. And if we don't know the answers, we work behind the scenes to get them for you. So please do reach out if there's things that you're not sure about.
And HMRC will be back on a monthly basis. So Ruth, I definitely look forward to the next call. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Maxine. Lovely to chat again.
You're welcome. From
living with dementia or memory loss, or care for someone who is, come along to Alzheimer Scotland's new social group, held first Tuesday of the month in Portlethen Library from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. With a range of fun activities like bingo, crafts, entertainment, there is something for everyone. And of course, always on offer is a cuppa, a fine piece, and a chance to chat to others who understand. Get in touch with Dee on 07825 546 006 or email info@alscot.org.
Listen up for your chance to be in the draw to win a pair of tickets to attend the Getaway Show at the P&J in Aberdeen on either Friday, Saturday or Sunday of the show from the 25th to the 27th of September. Just email, and that's your name, who you'd like to take with you and the preferred date to attend, and send that to win@mearnsfm.org.uk. That's win, as in W-I-N, at mearnsfm.org.uk. The winner will be announced on Saturday the 12th of September at 7:30 on the Chris Dean's Late Night Show here on Mearns FM. The competition closes 5 o'clock sharp on September the 12th. Now, for general details of the event, it's the Getaway Show, and it's P&J Live Aberdeen, 25th to 27th of September. It's from 10 in the morning till 5 in the evening. Prices are tickets at £14 per adult, and children under the age of 16 go free. Now, for more information, go to their website. It's thegetawayshow.com. Welcome back. That's Maxine Smith here with Business Spotlight. We've got a slightly different format for today because as part of a two-week work placement initiative that we took part in with the King's Trust and Aberdeen Foyer, we had Alexis Faux with us for 2 weeks. Alexis was working directly with me here, and you will hear her, as you have done over the last few weeks, with various broadcasts and co-hosting on interviews. Today is no exception. Alexis is co-hosting on a short Business Spotlight interview with Robin Thornton, who's a teacher of music.
This is Mearns FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Business Spotlight. I'm Maxine Smith, and I've got the privilege of being in company of two very interesting people. Well, firstly, I have Alexis Faux. Alexis, you are still on your work placement journey. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Maxine. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. And we're joined with Robin Thornton. Robin, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. Thanks for giving me your time.
Oh, no, it's absolutely our pleasure. I definitely look forward to hearing your story, don't we, Alexis?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, Robin, would you like to introduce yourself for our listeners, please?
Yeah, of course. So my name's Robin Thornton. I am a music teacher, which I'll go on to explain where the focus is on that, a professional multi-instrumentalist, and yes, you're on location in my studio.
Thank you for that introduction.
My pleasure.
So, Robin, what I wanted to ask you, what was your earliest memory of music?
That's a really interesting question. I was born with something called hydrocephalus, okay, which means that I had coordination issues. I actually couldn't draw a circle. I couldn't cross over my body. So I did a lot of occupational therapy, and my occupational therapist has had a lot to do with where I got to. But a huge amount of where I got to was my granddad traveled around and he would collect instruments wherever he was. So in order to support my development, I was, from my earliest memories from, you know, 3-4 years old, were of playing around with instruments, and just, it was very playful, very purposeful play, with that slight therapeutic background of the music had to mean something. It wasn't just about going along to lessons and learning something. It was about developing coordination. It was developing confidence. So yeah, my memories of music start really early on, and they start with a quite a purposeful background as well.
And how old were you when that diagnosis was made?
My mum saw it instantly. It took the doctors 11 weeks of pestering to actually get the operation done. Okay.
On DAB, online, on FM, and on your smart speaker.
This is Mearns FM.
Oh, before they turn off all the lights, I won't read you your wrongs or your rights. The time is gone. I'll tell you goodnight, close the door. I'll tell you I love you once more. The time is gone, so here it is. I'm not your son, you're not my father. We're just two grown men saying goodbye. No need to forgive, no need to forget. Eyes. Don't be afraid. It's my turn to chase the monsters away. Oh, well, I'll read a story to you. Only difference is this one is true. Time has gone. Chair. I hope you sleep well, don't be scared. Time has gone, so here it is. I'm not your son, you're not my father. We're just two grown men saying goodbye. No need to forgive, no need. Afraid. It's my turn to chase the monsters away.
No need to forget, I know your mistakes. the monsters away.
So through family, you had the introduction to music.
Yes.
You mentioned in that introduction about lessons.
Yes.
So what's the timeline roughly on that? Because that's then going into a structure rather than just free listening, isn't it?
Yeah. So I mean, I suppose very early on, it was very unstructured and just, as I say, purposeful play. Traditionally, from a very traditional background, students are sent along for lessons at 6 years old. My grandfather was, my father was, my brother was, I was. That's where most people will come to lessons. Zoltán Kodály, who is a Hungarian musicologist, said that music lessons should start 9 months before the student is born. I love that aspect of family-oriented music. So, yeah, I suppose the traditional route did start at the age of six, but I remember lessons from, you know, my grandfather walking through, hearing me play something and going, try it this way. And that's, you know, that's just families getting involved in each other playing.
I definitely do agree having that kind of family influence to appreciate the music that you have as well. It's good to have. Absolutely.
You'll see that in the environment, picture of it, but where we're sitting, there are benches where parents will come in, and they'll often come in with the younger children as well. And they're quiet and they kind of play in that sort of idea. But as the lesson's going on, the whole family is soaking in the lesson. And there was one student that I had who was taken along by the grandmother. He from Aberdeen. So there was he would travel in from Aberdeen to get the lessons in Bankery. As she thanked me, she said, on the way here, he doesn't speak. He doesn't say a word. He doesn't open up emotionally. Then he'll come here for singing lessons, and that opens him up. And on the way home, they're just chatting and they're getting all that family time together. And you get that a lot from people. And I would actually, I teach local to Bankery. I've taught throughout the world via online lessons as well. But if you view Aberdeenshire almost like a city, if people are living in a large city, they'll travel half an hour, they'll jump in the car, they'll travel half an hour to get to lessons, that'll be fine. So I've had people coming in from Stonehaven, from Braemar, that sort of idea, Aberdeen, and they get time with their kids in the car.
Yeah, quality time.
Yeah, it's a really quality.
Especially when they then get the pleasure of having that child unplugged, which you do the unplugging.
Yeah, and parents do that as well. Yeah.
big ideas to local success stories. This is Business Spotlight with Maxine Smith on Mearns FM.
But one of my students said to me, you know, you should become a therapist. You're like, you're really good at this. I went, I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. I already do the pastoral care thing. Okay. So I'm not qualified to be a therapist. That's not I don't push that particularly.
Yeah.
It's more a case of the pastoral side of teaching mm-hmm. brings out what it is that the performing arts bring out. I always say that the performing arts mm-hmm. are the art of performing.
Mm-hmm.
Any other subject will teach you the subject. You can go and do maths or science or engineering or whatever it is. But there's only really one subject that will teach you to get up and speak in front of an audience mm-hmm. or how to handle calming yourself down. Everybody's nervous before they talk. Everybody's nervous
yeah.
before an interview and how to ask questions and that sort of idea. And, you know, music teaches you empathy. It teaches mm-hmm. you reading skills. Like, literacy, obviously it does teach you that, but how to read people.
Mm-hmm.
It puts you in front of an audience. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing for drama and for dance and you know, poetry reading. The performing arts mm-hmm. are the art of performing.
You've made a vocation from this. What do you call your practice?
The training. So the French word trainier means to drag.
Yes.
So if you're a trainer, you're dragging. So it's like I've got there are certain skills I want you to learn.
Yeah.
There's certain techniques. So learn this. I'll put you through the program, put you through the test, and then you have it. That's what training is.
Mm.
Education, the word educo, means to draw out, as in to draw water from a well.
Okay.
So it's more Socratic. It's more about, bringing out of the person.
Who would come to you for your how do you unplug people? Because you have
this. So there's things like performance arousal, which you may be alluding to. There's a range of different people
yes.
who come to me for lessons.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a case of, I need to get through this exam. And there's just a tutoring thing.
Yeah.
That does happen.
Mm.
Although there's a lot of confidence that I deal with. Anything ranging from predominantly at school kids that I do teach.
Mm.
That's the main bulk. I've got retired people, self-employed people. Homeschooling is coming much more prevalent.
Yes.
So yes, I'm busiest from sort of 3:30 till 8, that kind of idea. But there's a lot that I do during the day.
Yeah.
And it can be people looking for a different outlet. Anything ranging from, when somebody retires or something and their wife going, I think you need to go home and get to lessons. If you don't use your brain, it turns to porridge.
Yes.
So there can be things like that going on. But there's also seeing a different aspect of life that you may not get from the subject that you're teaching directly.
From mountain to sea, Mearns FM.
You can keep up to date with Mearns FM via social media. Follow us on Facebook, Mearns FM, Twitter, at Mearns FM, and Instagram, Mearns FM. Follow us across all platforms now for show and station news and community updates.
Sunday nights are made for slowing down, so why not join us in the lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith? It's jazz, it's blues, it's the stories, the sounds and the artists that have shaped them, from the legends who created the music to the exciting voices carrying it forward. Join Ian and Maxine, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, every Sunday night from 7 till 9 p.m. right here on Mearns FM. It's 2 hours of great music, fascinating journeys and a showcase of jazz and blues with a difference. In the Lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Sunday nights, 7 till 9 p.m. here on Mearns FM.
From mountain to sea, Mearns FM.
There's quite a bit of traditional teaching there.
There is
there. As well.
The way that I word it is that there are teachers of music and there are musicians who teach. I've just been on an immersion course. I do Spanish and that sort of idea as a background, just as an interest thing. Mm-hmm. And I got chatting to somebody who, they did 360 gigs per year, I think. And as the gigs started to dry up, they took on a bit of teaching. They would really prefer to be doing the gigs. Musicians who teach really want to be musicians, and they'll do a little bit of teaching if that need be. In the same way that a firefighter looks for fire, or a treasure hunter looks for treasure, a teacher looks for where to teach. So every question that you're ever asked by a teacher isn't looking for the right answer. It's looking for where to teach. I'm searching for where to teach. True teachers, and I'm a teacher of music. Music happens to be my subject, but I enjoy the teaching process. That's very much the focus. I'm looking for where people need me to be. I'm not somebody who thinks of it as two different strands, like I do a bit of teaching and I'm also a performing musician on the side. I am somebody who, you know, I'm very highly qualified. I've got 4 grade 8s and a master's degree and yada, yada, yada. And I use that as a teacher because it is one business.
Yes.
And teaching is my business. And part of the performing arts is communication. So I have come across certain businesses, soul trader trips, that sort of idea, where communication has been the thing that's let them down. Is something that does deal with pastoral care, and it's not the same thing as therapy, but it does a lot of good things.
Yeah.
The word teacher is a powerful word.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It is. And I think maybe underrated. Maybe we don't use it enough, actually. I would imagine from what you said, and certainly being sat here in this room, Alexis, there's the growth here. You can almost feel it.
Yeah.
Mm. Isn't it? We've got an array of instruments here, and which in itself says that there is a depth, Robin, to your versatility versus a musician. And I have to say, some beautiful guitar instruments on the wall. That's an amazing, that's a double bass.
Electric double bass. So, I mean, I would generally say that I teach anything that's in a pop band. So singing, guitar, piano, bass and drums. Professional multi-instrumentalist, because from a business perspective, I couldn't see how to only have one instrument and make that work. From a teaching perspective, I have had students become professionals. That's not really my focus, is for them to become professional musicians. One of my students did become a professional actress with the singing lessons and that sort of idea. The way I word it with the kids is, do you want to drive when you're older? And they'll all say yes. So I'll ask, well, should I teach you to drive now? And they're like, well, no, I'm not legally allowed to get into a car. So can I teach you skills that you will need when you're older? So they may not go into the creative arts as a profession, but firstly, you spend more time out of work than you do in work. Time at home, you know, get yourself a good bed, because you're spending eight hours a day in your bed. So make sure you've got a good bed. You know, get a good job. You know, something that you enjoy doing is important. And get yourself some good hobbies, because what do you want to be when you're older? Not so much what you want to do. What you want to do will probably change while you're at your desk on a Wednesday afternoon. But what you want to be, I want to be friendly when I'm older. I want to be safe when I'm older. I want to be healthy. That's what I want to be. I also have to love what I do as well, but teaching people who they can be and what they can do when they're out of the office.
That's interesting.
That's a really, I love that part of my job.
There's a lot of personal growth then, isn't there?
Yes.
When we're talking here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so personal development.
Business Spotlight, every Wednesday, 10 till 11 a.m. on Mearns FM with Maxine Smith.
You make me happy with the things you do.
from what you were just saying there, I think what I like about what I'm hearing is not only are you passionate about what you do, music side of things and everything, you're not just like, you're not just there to be like, oh, this is this, da 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 da, do this. Mm-hmm. You're there to like help that person grow within themselves as well and find out who they are. And I think that's so important as a teacher, no matter what you do, whether it's music, whatever, to find out what is special about that student and how can you make that student so,
it is rounded, holistic, that sort of idea. Yes, all of that is true. There's an added component to that, that what every teacher does is teach, we teach how to learn. You know, I suppose firstly, you're not born walking. You're taught how to walk. You're not born talking. You're taught how to talk. And you're not born learning. I mean, you could do all these things. You could pick them up without being taught how to do it, but somebody teaching you how you approach learning or giving you opportunities to try and learn and see what doesn't work and then give you better skills in learning. No teacher is going to teach you what you actually do for a living. You'll do an undergraduate or something in accountancy and then wind up being a manager.
See, I needed you in my school. You said this to JD the other day when he was talking. Seriously, because just what you said there, that nugget of...
Teachers teach you how to learn. I teach people with attention deficit or attention management issues, I'd like to call it.
Okay.
And they may struggle in a certain situation. Mm. Good teachers will not try and change who you are, but they'll go, I'm seeing this in the way that you look at things. Don't try and stop that.
Yeah.
Acknowledge it. Learn more about who you are and where you, if that is a weakness, how to maybe mitigate the weakness, but where it is a strength, be proud of that.
You're listening to Business Spotlight on Mearns FM, and today's all about helping local businesses thrive. And we're keeping the energy up with some great feel-good tracks.
Come on, Alexa. Robin, three short, sharp questions. Quick fire response. Tea or coffee?
Coffee in the morning and tea later on.
Dog or cat?
Cat.
If you could name your profession in three words, what would it be?
Great question. Encouraging you to... As a teacher, I encourage you to think. Teachers will teach you how to learn. Obviously, music is my subject. So encourage, think musically.
I like that.
Thank you.
If you'd like to be featured on the next Business Spotlight here on Mearns FM, all you need to do is send an email to business-spotlight@mearnsfm.org.uk. Just tell us a little bit about your business and your contact details, and then we'll get back to you and have a conversation.
What I see here, Robin, is any engagement with you is definitely a journey to be had. So thank you very much for the time.
Thank you very much for yours.
I appreciate it.
Oh, that's the interview ended there with Robin Thornton, the teacher of music. And to contact Robin, you can get hold of him via his social media pages. I'll put all the links and the details on our social media page on Mearns FM for you, so you can contact him from there. An excellent teacher of music and a very interesting person. Well, coming up here, we've got Johnny Boy with Community Spotlight straight after. And then the final broadcast we'll get from Alexis Faux as she completed her work placement with us. And her broadcast is entitled Beyond the Bell. It's her take on the impact of education. Well, that being said, don't go anywhere else. Lots happening here on Mearns FM today. After all of that, so Johnny Boy Community Spotlight, Alexa Faux with Student Sound Off and Tyra Beyond the Bell, then Dave Kerr, Drive Time from 4 till 6,
Brian Davey with the indie show from 8 till 10. And in between all that, some great non-stop music for you. That's it. This is Mearns FM Business Spotlight signing off. Keep tuned. We've got some great new things happening for the next few weeks. Business Gateway will be having collaboration with them on a regular monthly basis. You've always heard also the HMRC, a regular monthly contributor. And there's a lot more from that coming up. We're back in Mearns Academy this week with the students there on our media project. So look out for student sound off, more developments week by week. I'm Maxine Smith. This is Business Spotlight signing off.
Feel the flavor for your feet.
Oh yeah, kick it like that.
And on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM News.